This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
9:03 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joining us right now from CBSSports.com, courtesy of the Window Nation guest hotline, he is Jerry Palm. Good morning to you, Jerry.
Morning. How's it going?
It's going well. It's going well, Jerry. I can speak for my friend Jeremy over here. It's probably disturbing how much two grown men are enjoying college basketball so much this year. Honestly, man, I'm glad football is over, just so that college basketball can now have my undivided attention.
I'm enjoying it. It's kind of my job, but I like my job. So it's and of course, I think you always enjoy it more when your team is doing well, if you have a team, which of course I do. But I think it's just been a tremendous season. You know, the SEC has been so dominant at the top, but Duke, you know, has got a just almost generational player by even their standards in Cooper Flagg. And so there's just so much talent out there. And, you know, these teams all have, I mean, there's some different styles of play, you know, here. And, you know, Alabama's big time run and gun, and, you know, Duke is not so much of that. And then you got Purdue just likes to grind it out against everybody, even though they can score. And it's just, you know, it's fun. College basketball is always fun.
Yeah.
And it's not, because it's not so homogenized like the NBA is.
I can't wait till the weekend comes, because I watch college basketball in my underwear. It totally weirds out everyone else at the bar, but I don't care because the games are so good. But hey, as we're talking about it, like, I was talking to someone else saying, man, there's so many upsets this year. And I'm going, well, is there, or there's just a lot of good teams?
I don't know that that's true.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a bunch of upsets every year. I mean, it's not like I count them or anything, but I don't think, oh my gosh, it's like, you know, major upsets every day or anything. But, you know, if you're looking for that kind of thing, tonight might be your night, because six of the top seven teams in my bracket are playing. Duke's the only one that's not. And five of those six are on the road.
Yep.
So, you know, that's – and nobody's got a road game that you think, oh, yes, that's definitely an upset. They're obviously not playing each other. But, it's a night where, you know, the top of the bracket could get stood on its head.
Jerry Palm joins us. Jerry, let's talk about the ACC in North Carolina. Lost by 20 on the road last night to Clemson, 85-65. When it's all said and done, is North Carolina going to have to, like, maybe reconsider that whole we only hire in the family? Because I don't know anyone right now that's in their family that could turn this program around. 7-6 isn't horrible, but it is for two reasons. It's Carolina, and the ACC is down.
Yeah, and they're not going to make the NCAA tournament.
No.
You know, even if they – I should say unless they win out.
Mm-hmm.
But even if they win all the games except Duke, they're not doing anything to really help themselves. It's just – I'm not going to tell them who to hire, but You know, if you're going to lock yourself into a very small base of candidates, at some point it's going to go sideways on you.
Jerry, if you can only watch one game tonight, I mean, you've got great matchups across the board, Kentucky, Tennessee, Mississippi State at home. That Texas, I even think the Texas game is going to be fantastic. Which one is it for you?
Oh, okay. So I'm going to exclude Purdue. I'm probably going with Tennessee and Kentucky.
Yeah.
I mean, Kentucky, I think, kind of needs this. You know, they haven't really been themselves. They lost four out of five before they beat South Carolina over the weekend. And, you know, oddly, the win was at Tennessee. I think they need to string wins together. And, you know, they strung one together, so that's nice. But they need to get a streak going so they can kind of mitigate their bit of a slide down the bracket.
Arkansas right now 14-9 on the year. They're towards the bottom of the SEC. They've gone 500 over the last four games, losing to Oklahoma in the last game and a close one to Alabama. This is not a John Calipari team that we expect moving forward, but how close is he in the SEC that's really competitive? Is he capable of getting this team towards the top of the standings anytime soon?
Well, I mean, he might be, but he's not playing.
Right.
They've got games coming up at A&M, at Auburn, at Vanderbilt, home Mizzou, home Texas, home Miss State. I mean, you know, that's a tough road. Even the home games are, you know, there's no easy games left for them, except they take LSU at home. And, you know, the minute you think you've got an easy game, you've lost it. So, you know, the margin for error for Arkansas is pretty small. They're among, like I said, the last two teams in for me. So I've got 14 SEC teams in the bracket I did Monday. In the end, it'll be closer to 11. So, you know, if Arkansas wants to make sure they're one of them, they're going to have to navigate a difficult stretch of their schedule here.
Hey, for us East Coast biased people, anybody on the West Coast, I mean, we know about Gonzaga and some of the other teams out there, but yeah. Anybody
Gonzaga's really, not having a good year.
Yeah. Anybody stand out to you, though, that you think could make a run out West?
No, I don't think I've got a West Coast team where I'm just, you know, really excited about their prospects. I think the highest seeded West Coast team I had is Arizona.
Yeah.
You know, they're doing all right. That's probably the best of what you think of the West Coast, you know, like former Pac-12 type teams. Gonzaga's having a down year. St. Mary's is okay. But I would say at the moment, Arizona seems like the one in the best shape to make a run. And they got off to a slow start this year. You're coming back because I've had them, you know, in the middle of my bracket until recently. And now there are three. See my bracket. They're the only Western team that's that high.
Before we get you out of here, Jerry, right now, who are your top four seeds at the NCAA tournament started today?
Well, I have Auburn, Alabama, Tennessee, and Duke. So Duke is four. So three SEC teams, and actually five of the top six are SEC teams. Again, probably not sustainable as they go through conference play and play each other.
There he is. He's the man, Jerry Palm. Jerry,
thanks
a lot, man. Check him out on CBSSports.com. Thanks, Jerry.
All right, thanks.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You?
The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.